Biden stands by Ireland. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail. In common with the Irish Times, the paper leads with yesterday's meeting between the US President and the British Prime Minister in Cornwall. The Times runs with the line that the two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to the Belfast Agreement after they avoided a public confrontation over the Northern Ireland Protocol, but that the meeting was overshadowed by the news that Washington had issued a diplomatic rebuke to the British government last week over its handling of the protocol. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that Fine Gael in the Taoiseach of Radcar's Dublin West constituency used volunteers and students from Young Fine Gael branches in universities who posed as representatives of a fictitious company to carry out polling in the run-up to the general election of 2011. The paper also quotes comments made by former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern on RTÉ's Drive Time programme yesterday, in which he said that Fianna Fáil officials were wrong to say that prior to 2007, party members undertook polling while pretending to be market researchers. Also in the front of the Independent, it's reported that the Weston family may be selling Brown Thomas and Arnott's following an approach from a potential buyer who's offering to pay €4.65 billion for the Selfridge Group. Cost of essential services surged last year. That's the lead headline in the Irish Examiner. We're told that in the past year, electricity prices have increased by 9.4%. Gas prices are up 2.5%, while the cost of transport has risen 3.6%. CSO figures also show that housing, water, electricity, gas and other fuels are up a combined 5.4%, restaurants and hotels almost 3%, alcohol and tobacco just under 2%, and the cost of a haircut by 8.5%. Social Justice Ireland has warned that people on fixed incomes, such as pensioners and social welfare recipients, are hardest hit by these increases. The last-minute cancellation of the first of four Van Morrison concerts at the Europa Hotel in Belfast generates the lead story in both of today's Northern papers. The Irish News quotes DUP MP Ian Paisley, who had tickets for last night's gig, claiming that Stormont couldn't run a bath after the cancellation of the concert. The owner of the Europa Hotel, Harold Hastings, who had hoped that the gig could run as a test event, was scathing of the executive office, who informed him just hours before that the shows could not go ahead. And the Belfast Telegraph reports that Van Morrison was also critical of the decision to cancel the concerts. One gig which certainly did go ahead last night, however, was the James Vincent McMorrow pilot concert in front of an audience of 500 at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. Pictures taken at the gig are carried on the front of today's Times, Independent, Examiner and Irish Sun. And that gig, combined with the fact that 1 million of us are now fully vaccinated and that the Euros are about to kick off, also inspires the Sun's upbeat headline, "Vac in the Game."